I'm raising a question that I've raised with you before. It's in relation to St Union's National School in the town of Ravoux, who are in desperate need of the creation of an ASD unit in their school. So can I ask you, have you given further thought to this since I last raised it with you? And are there any plans that you have or your department have in place to provide a unit for this fantastic school and their deserving pupils?
And you have indeed raised this with me in the past, and I have to say I've spoken to John Carney in the National Council for Special Education and indeed officials in my department in relation to this specific school, which, as you say, is an excellent school. But before I talk about that particular school, just to say to you that obviously as Minister for Special Education, I've been in this role now for 3 years. I'm a minister 6 years today. Three of those years I've been spent working on special education. Since I've taken this role and since this role was created for me, there's been an increase of 78% in terms of special classes. We have created 1,300 special class places over the last 4 years. If you look back to 2011, we had 548 special classes. We now have 2,915, which is almost 3,000. So there's been a considerable amount of work done in this area. This year alone, we opened 384 special classes. Of those, 17 are in Donegal, 10 at primary and 7 at post-primary. Overall, there's 251 at primary and 133 at post-primary that we have opened. In relation to St Union's National School, which you asked me about specifically, I think it's important to stress that, and particularly I in this role as Minister for Special Education, I don't want a school where they are, magnanimous enough to want to open a special class in circumstances where there is a need for it, not to be in a position to open a special class. But having spoken to the National Council for Special Education and indeed officials, in the first instance, if there are special class places available in the near vicinity, then the school won't be in a position to open a special class. That's not a no, it's a not yet. This situation, particularly around St Union's National School, is being monitored all of the time. I do understand that there is a Dromore Killigordon school nearby where there are five special class places available. And it is the view of the National Council for Special Education that until those places are filled, then there won't be a demand for a special class in another school. Now that, as I say, is subject to change and it is a constantly evolving situation. So if you were to come to me and say, I know of children in the area who want or who desperately need a place in a special class in St Union's National School, then do let me know about that.
Minister, I thank you for your engagement following me raising this issue with you before in terms of this specific school. But let me say this, and I don't at all question your bona fides in relation to these matters, but we can't treat our children like this. It's just not fair. These are children with autism, their families who may be struggling with other issues and issues in terms of their children's development. And the answer here is, well, there's other classes in the vicinity, so go 10 miles down the road. It doesn't matter that your brother or sister are attending this school. It doesn't matter that your roots, your family, your connections are in relation to this school. There are three local families with children with the ASD who have been in contact with this school expressing a wish to enrol. They won't be able to do that. They're local. They want to go to that school. The children have ASD. The children have autism and they want to go to that school. There are a number of children in the school who are in the process of being assessed. Once they get that assessment, they're going to have to leave the school because that the school can't cater for them because they have no ASD classroom. That means that they're going to be separated from their brother or sister, and it's not the way. There is enough challenges when you're a parent of a child with autism, when you're a child with autism yourself. That familiarity that has been built up, that trust that has been built up in the school community needs to be maintained. I'm genuinely asking you, because you asked me if there are issues here, there are kids who want to go to the school who have autism. There are ones in the school that are getting diagnoses and likely to get a diagnosis. Please, let's action this.
And again, I very much welcome the efforts of the Board of Management of the school and indeed the teaching staff and the principal who are willing to open a special class. And, you know, one of the resources that we have is really for 350 special classes to be opened. This year, as I said alone, we've opened 384 special classes, 3,000 across the country. They all have to be resourced adequately in order to provide those appropriate placements for the children who desperately need it. You were saying to me that there are three local families that are looking to go to a special class in this particular school. I wonder, have they sought a place in the other school? I know it's 10 kilometres away, and the difficulty from my perspective as Minister for Special Education is the first thing that we have to do is provide an appropriate placement, and the second task is to provide one in their actual locality where they live. And that is quite a difficult task. But I cannot be opening a special class, the NCSE are telling me that they won't open a special class where there are places not filled in a school in the vicinity. And that is the difficulty here. Yes. But we will assess the situation on an ongoing basis and monitor it.
That is exactly the difficulty here. The policy here is that the child who is born in this community cannot go to school in where their parents went to school, where their brothers and sisters are going to school, and they have to go a different direction. And this school in particular, and you know, you commended the management, and rightly so, for the willingness to open an ASD classroom. They have the classroom. There is no need for an additional classroom. They have the outside yard space, they have the toilet that's dedicated to an ASD class. They have all of that. It's in the centre of the school. It's easily accessed to the sensory areas and the sensory garden. I've been there, I've seen it myself. So there's no need for capital works or capital expenditure. And this is a case of, and I actually look at this as rights, that these children have a right to go to the local school. And it's not one child. There are three people now who want to go to this school that have got a diagnosis. There's others in the school that are waiting a diagnosis. There is a demand in that local area. And surely to God, when we have a willingness, when we have a classroom, when we already have the sensory garden, when we have the sensory rooms, when we have the toilets that are there for them, all we need is approval and the staff member to allow for kids with autism to be able to be taught with their siblings in their local community.
Education is a right under the Constitution. It's enshrined in the Constitution, as you know, Deputy. Where exactly that school is not enshrined as a right. That's not to say that I, as Minister for Special Education, don't want children to be able to go to school in their vicinity. And unfortunately, throughout the country, it's not just the children with additional needs, but all children who sometimes have to travel. Now, 10 kilometres, I understand, is where Dromore National School is, which is a little bit away. But the difficulty that I have in my discussions with the National Council for Special Education, which I'm sure you can understand, is if those places aren't filled, then it's going to be difficult to open a special class in the locality where these families want it. And I understand why they want that. We all have children and we wish for them to go to the school in their locality. But as I said, we will continue to assess it, continue to monitor it, and I will continue to engage with you to see what can be done in the future.